Okay, please continue. Payam, here we can start. Please continue eating and getting more food while we're learning. So this week is a big Shabbos. I had to make that corny joke. I apologize. Shabbos HaGadol. You didn't get it? It's a long week. I want to thank Arkady for bringing the beer. We appreciate it very much. This Shabbos is Shabbos HaGadol. We know the Shabbos before Pesach is called Shabbos HaGadol. And I would like tonight to try to understand what is so great, what's so big about the Shabbos. It's a Shabbos before Pesach. There's a Shabbos before Shavuos. There's a Shabbos before Sukkot. There's a Shabbos. There are a lot of Shabbosim. Every Shabbos. Why is it called Shabbos HaGadol? What are we really celebrating? What are we supposed to take out of the day? Is it just a Shabbos where we're enjoying that last piece of challah and savoring it? It's the Shabbos that we maybe are a little more makpid on Shal Shudas because we'll get the chametz in this week. This year, it's like a full week before Pesach, so maybe it's not such a big deal. What really is it? It happens to be that you find, and when I found this source, I was super excited. If you take a look at source one, it's not just like this thing that we call Shabbos HaGadol. The Chidah has a peirush called a Machzik Bracha, which is in the bottom of the Birke Yosef. He writes, "V'nagua medaktikim, those who are careful have a custom. Shebimako masha omrim b'shabbosos da'alma Shabbat shalom mivorach. Those who say good Shabbos, Shabbat shalom mivorach, have a blessed, peaceful Shabbos. Inhu da'amri, those people say b'shabbos zeh, this Shabbos, Shabbos hagadol mivorach. They don't just say good Shabbos; they say good Shabbos hagadol." So you see, I'm really bringing this out, not necessarily that we should all do that this Shabbos, though it might not be a crazy idea, to bring out this notion that it's not just a regular Shabbos that we call Shabbos HaGadol. People would actually respond or interact with each other, greet each other with a good Shabbos HaGadol. So what is Shabbos HaGadol? Probably the most well-known pshat is the Neis HaGadol. What was the Neis HaGadol? What was the miracle on Shabbos HaGadol?
Well, they took the pot of the Mitzrayim and were
shakting. Right. So the tour says that they took the Egyptian god, the Seh, the animal, and God said it was Be'asor LaChodesh. It was on the 10th day. God said, "Take the animal and get ready to slaughter it." So they took the animal. And the tour brings down that the Egyptians said to them, "You know what is this? Why are you dragging around animals? Why are you bringing animals home?" And the Jews said, "We're going to shech them for Korban Pesach. God told us to take the animals and shech them." The Egyptians were, the language of the Chazal is hayu shineihem keos. Their teeth were, literally means their teeth were white or grinding. They're getting ready to kill the Jews because we were shochtin as Eloheim. We were shechting their God. V'lo hayu rasha'in lomar lehem davar. They couldn't do anything. Why not? I don't know. This is miraculous. They couldn't fight back. They couldn't oppress us. They couldn't kill us. That's a huge nes. So because of that, we call that day, Shabbos HaGadol. That day was the 10th. We left Mitzrayim on Thursday. Which if we left Mitzrayim on Thursday, that means the 10th was Saturday. So therefore, we have Shabbos HaGadol. That's what the Torah says. And that's the classic understanding. And it's very difficult. What's the difficulty? When should we celebrate for the rest of eternity this day? Yes. On the 10th. We don't celebrate days of the week. We celebrate days of the month. So if this whole notion of this miracle, which is a great miracle, and we're celebrating the fact that we survived and the Egyptians didn't do anything to us, so then why do we keep Shabbos HaGadol? Every year on the 10th of Nisan, we should celebrate. I don't know how you would celebrate. You definitely can't have a big party. It's right before Pesach. I don't know. Maybe beer and challen. Why? What?
Doesn't stop us every
Purim. Right, but it's not 4 days before Pesach. Try doing a Purim Suda 4 days before Pesach. If you think the wives don't like Purim, forget about it. But why Shabbos? This is the kasha of the Bach. The Bach was bothered by this question, and the Bach asks in source 4, Masha Tmehim Ha'olam, the world is bothered, Amai Yachsuhu L'Nes, why do they connect or relate the miracle El HaShabbos, V'lo L'Yom Ha'asiri B'Chodesh? Should be the 10th? A very fundamental question, and there are many answers to this question. Some are rather practical, and some are more fundamental. The Bach says, because the 10th of Nisan was the day we crossed the Yarden in the times of Yeshua. If we celebrate on the 10th, people would think, why are we celebrating? We're celebrating the miracle, which is really not that much less miraculous than Kriyas Yam Suf. We're celebrating crossing the Yarden. Shabbos, they know we didn't cross the Yarden. So they turned. It's almost like Shabbos is not really so fundamental. It's just if you have the day of celebration of this miracle on Shabbos, no one's going to erroneously assume that it's due to crossing the Yarden. They'll figure, oh, it must be because of the miracle that the Egyptians didn't bother us. I see some looks that it doesn't do for you.
Well, the fact that we don't know why it's called Shabbos Agado all these years, it's not really working so well.
It's not working. We still don't know what it's about.
We don't know what it's about.
Right? Okay, but maybe that's not... That might be our fault, not the Bach's fault. You know what I'm saying?
There's no tangible celebration.
Right. That's the funny thing, is that what do we... I don't know if I'm... It could be at the end we'll have an understanding of that. It could be the celebration is our mindset and our perspective. We'll see. But you're right, according to this explanation, so people don't see anything.
If it was a weekday, a long drusha wouldn't fit so well into the calendar.
Right. We'll see that explanation in a minute. Others say differently. Also, not necessarily any more compelling. The Moruk Tzia, who's the Yavetz, says that Miriam was going, they knew Beruach HaKodesh, that Miriam, this is source 5, that Miriam, on page 2, Miriam was going to die on Yud Nisan. And they knew they were going to establish a fast day on Yud Nisan for the yurt site of Miriam. So you can't have a celebration. I don't know what the celebration is. You can't have a day to celebrate a miracle on a day where there's a fast day for Miriam's death. And everyone knows there's not going to be a fast day on Shabbos. So again, it's not fundamental to Shabbos. They just picked the Shabbos because it made the most sense. Also, to me, not super compelling, but it's the Ivates. It's his pshat. The Levush and the Prisha, they say also, very interesting, the miracle really came out because of Shabbos. What does that mean? The Egyptians saw the Jews walking animals. The Egyptians knew, the Medrash says, the Jews didn't work on Shabbos already. It's a Medrash, even though it wasn't really Shabbos yet, the Jews didn't work on Shabbos. The Egyptians knew Hilchos Shabbos. The Egyptians knew you can't touch animals. Okay, if you have a pet, it's different. You can't go to the zoo. And you probably can't take animals out of the cage either. But you can't mess around with other animals on Shabbos. So the Egyptian said, well, it's Shabbos. What are you guys doing? Oh, well, if you ask, we're shechting them because of carpet. What? You're shechting them? And they wanted to do something. They couldn't. And that's the miracle. So the miracle was triggered by Shabbos. So have the celebration of the miracle on Shabbos. The Prisha, we'll see it outside in source 7, a little bit of a nuanced shot to that explanation. The Prisha says that they saw them tying the animals to the beds. Tying? Oh, you can't tie on Shabbos. Now, it was only a kesher she'eino shel kayama. If you tie, like you tie your shoes, if you tie a garbage bag that's not a knot, it's not tight, it's mutter. They weren't holding the Egyptians that much, so they saw them tying. They thought that you can't tie on Shabbos. Why? You're tying. How are you allowed to tie? It's Shabbos. Well, actually, we're shechting our God. And they couldn't do anything. So again, both the Levush and the Prisha, the miracle was triggered by a question, which was because of Shabbos. So you, again, Shabbos, it's not fundamental. It's just, let's pick Shabbos, it makes sense, because that's kind of what triggered, even though it wasn't really relevant to the miracle. It's just that it was Shabbos, and that triggered the question, which triggered the miracle.
But can't you not do Shechita on Shabbos, and can't you also not prepare for doing that on Shabbos?
So they didn't do the Shechita on Shabbos, right?
Right.
Shechita was on Yudal.
You can't prepare for after, so it's the same thing.
And they're preparing, now, maybe that derabbanon of Hachana on Shabbos, the Jews didn't keep at this point. there wasn't really Shabbos. Shabbos was given immediately when we left in the desert. Shabbos was given before Har Sinai. The Gemara says Shabbos was given b'mara. So maybe this idea that Medrash says that they kept Shabbos, maybe they didn't keep all the Rabbanans and Hachana. I don't know. Right, but no, he's saying that the Egyptians should have asked, even forget about them tying, they should have asked, you're preparing, what are you doing?
Once you're playing in the realm of the Egyptians are holding by different rules of Shabbos that didn't apply or were given until the desert, if you're already in a
right
spot.
Right, it's hard to know what level of Hilchos Shabbos did the Egyptians, where did they go to Yeshiva in Israel? I don't know. I don't know how much... their wives really probably knew more than them, like us. I don't know. Okay. The Jerisha, in source 8, he says that the Jews, we know, were doing Avodah Zarah. Throughout Egypt, the Jews were engaged in idol worship. That's how when we got to Kriyas Yamsuf, the Medrash says that the angels turned to God, and they said, why are you saving them? Halalu of the Avodah Zarah? The halalu of the Avodah Zarah. So the Jews were in Egypt. Moshe Rabbeinu told them to bring the Korban Pesach, and this is going to get you to stop doing Avodah Zarah. As the Pasuk says, Mishchu Ukechu, pull and grab. Mishchu means to pull away from your Avodah Zarah. And says the Drisha, if you take a look, please, the fourth line of source 8, the third word on the line. No, let's start from the second line. Mishum Sheyadua Shebizman Shitziva Moshe Yisrael al Kichas Korban Pesach, at the time that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Jews to take the Korban Pesach, Darash Lahem Tamo Visodo. He taught them not just the halachas, but the reasons and the sod, the secrets, the principles. Maybe it's the message here. When we teach halacha, we've actually been doing that for a year and a half, to also give the reasons for the halacha and the secrets, the depth to the halacha. Ubiprat specifically Shaideh Min Na'an Me'Avodah Zarah Shavdu B'Mitzrayim. Through this drasha, the Jews were able to pull away from Avodah Zarah, which they were worshipping in Egypt. Kimosha Darshu Razal, like Rabbi Seinu taught us, Al Mishchu Kichu, Mishchu Yedechan Avodah Zarah. So this drasha was going to help them stop doing Avodah Zarah. And says the Drisha, and this relates to your point, I think Harvey, or maybe it wasn't Harvey, Osa Drasha, that drasha that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to give needed to be on Shabbos. Why? Shehu yom minucha. They have rest. How many people are going to be able to come hear a drasha on a Tuesday? How many people are going to be able to pay attention, to be focused when there's so much else going on? The gam, not only is it a day of minucha, practically, yom haShabbos hu muchan umizuman lilmod bo, unbelievable. Shabbos is a day where we're more likely to understand, we're more connected to our learning because we have the Neshama Yisera. The Neshama Yisera is there to help those who want to learn. Granted, that year the 10th fell on Shabbos. Who hadin im havachal b'yud aleph? Lot siva l'kichasa v'lifrosh el b'shabbos. Even if the 10th fell out on Tuesday, even if the 10th was not on Shabbos, Moshe Rabbeinu would have given that drasha on Shabbos. The drasha wasn't because it was the 10th. The drasha was because it was Shabbos. Because to give a drasha, to inspire the Jews, to get them to stop doing Avodah Zarah, that could only happen on Shabbos. So granted, that year it was the 10th, but it wasn't the 10th which was the important part of Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, it was the fact that it was Shabbos. And if that's true, and I don't know if we'll have any other good explanation, that makes sense. I have the Shabbos Gadol Drasha. The Shabbos Gadol Drasha is not just because it's right before Pesach, because the Shloshim Yom Kodem Achag, before Sukkos, 30 days before the holiday, we have to learn the halakhos of Sukkos. Maybe before Shavuos, that's a question. Purim is a question. But the reason we have the Shabbos Hagadol Drasha, as explained in Source 9 in the Sefer Taimim Minhagim, one of the reasons is because of that drasha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave. Moshe Rabbeinu gave a drasha not just to teach them the halakha, but to inspire them as well. And that was on Shabbos, so we celebrate this that drasha, that's the celebration, is the inspiration. So we, the way we celebrate is not just doing nothing. It's to go to a drasha. It's to go to a drasha to recreate, to relive that experience that the Jewish people had to stop them from doing Avodah Zarah for Moshe Rabbeinu. Amazing. Well, it says it was Darash Lem Ta'amo Visodo, the reasons and the secrets. So it's not just the halacha of take the korban, how to shech the korban, how does your chabura, how to eat the korban, what to eat, when to eat, how much to eat. He also explained to them, I wish we have a recording of that drasha, he explained to them how this korban will help you stop doing Avodah Zarah. Halavai, we knew. But Moshe Rabbeinu, this is totally tangential. I might have said this once. If not, I probably will at some point. There was a Rav, I forgot who the Rav was. I don't remember. And he was speaking in Florida. And he was giving a drasha. And in his drasha, he told the following story. He said that there was a boy in the Rad in Yeshiva. Who was caught smoking on Shabbos. Chil Shabbos in Radin was unheard of. They say people saw the Chafetz Chaim, couldn't even fathom being Mechal Shabbos. A boy in Radin was caught being Mechal Shabbos, and they wanted to kick him out of Yeshiva. The Chafetz Chaim said, bring him to my house first. So this Rav was speaking, they brought the boy in, and the boy met with the Chafetz Chaim for 5-6 minutes, came out, they let him stay in the yeshiva, and he wasn't Mechal Shabbos again. And this Rav said, if only we knew what the Chafetz Chaim said to him, if we could hear those words of the Chafetz Chaim, imagine what we could do to change Shabbos to the Jewish people. Okay, he finishes his talk, the shir ends, and everyone's leaving, and there's one older man in the back of the shul who's like lingering. And he approaches the rabbi, and he says, you want to know what he said? I was that boy. Whoa. He's like, let me tell you what happened. Yeah, it was called smart. I went to the Chavetz Chaim's house. I walked in there and I couldn't get my eyes off of the house. It was, he said the Chavetz Chaim lived in a tiny house. He had nothing. To the point that one time, they say the Chavetz Chaim robbers came in and they saw him there and he ran out. He said, if you find anything, let me know. The Chafetz Chaim had nothing. He was so poor. And the boy was looking and he said, this Chafetz Chaim, this is a shack of a one room, you know, nothing. And the boy said, the Chafetz Chaim took his hand and just started saying Shabbos and started crying. And he said the tears like pierced through the skin of his hand just saying Shabbos, crying Shabbos. So that if we knew what Moshe Rabbeinu said, that's the only reason I bring in the story. If we knew what Moshe Rabbeinu, if anyone here was there, let me know. If we knew what Moshe Rabbeinu was able to say, that our Pesach would be different and our whole lives would be different. We don't have that, so we have the Mesorah, we have the next in line. So Moshe taught Yeshua and he taught the Zekadim, and eventually he came through Rabbi Luban, and he'll inspire us the same way that Moshe Rabbeinu inspired the Jewish people. Okay, that's all within the reason of the tour. The tour says Shabbos Galah is to celebrate the miracle, which was the 10th, which happened to be Shabbos. The Kasha, so why do we keep Shabbos if really we should keep the 10th? And then we saw the different explanations. To me, the most compelling is the last one, the Jerusha. But there are other reasons for Shabbos Galah, nothing to do with that miracle. In source 10, the Beis Yosef writes, and I had never heard this medrash before I saw the Beis Yosef, when the Jews were going with this animal, the oldest sons, the firstborns, said to the Jews, what are you doing? People said, what are you doing? And the Jews said, we're shechting to God because he's going to kill the firstborn of Egypt. So they ran to Paro and they said, yeah, let these people go. We want to live. Paro said, absolutely not. I'm not letting them go. And a civil war broke out in Egypt. Many Egyptians were killed by their brothers, Egyptians, and were celebrating the death of the firstborn Egyptians who died in that fight. And he says, that's pshat. In the Hodu, we say, L'makeh Mitzrayim Bivchoreim. The Mitzrim killed each other. So the celebration, which happened on the 10th, is Shabbos HaGadol, is a celebration. We don't really celebrate that, because what do we say? Right, we don't celebrate the right. We don't say Hallel Shvi'ah Pesach. We flick out some of the, or maybe use the fine people use the fork instead of using their finger. I don't know. That's always a machlokas in my house. My mom claims she grew up very proper, so she doesn't take her finger in. She uses the back of the fork. Right. One of the reasons we do that is because we're sensitizing to the death of all the Egyptians in the plagues. It tempers our simcha. So, okay, but that's the Beis Yosef. The Jerusha says, what other Shabbases have names?
Shabbos
Shuva, Shabbos Chazon, Shabbos Nachma. Why are those three called those names? Because of the Haftorah. So says the Jerusha, there are those who say, you know we call it Shabbos Gadol? Because what's the end of the Haftorah? Lifnei bo yom Hashem ha-gadol v'hanora. So we call it Shabbos ha-gadol. What's the difficulty with the Epshat?
It's at the end of that
Torah. All the other, that's a Drishish Kasha. All the other three are the first Pasuk. Nachemu, Nachemu, Chazon Yishayo, Shabbos Shuva, Shuva Yisrael, Ad Hashem Lokecha. Right? So all three of those, it's the first. So he says it should be called Shabbos V'arva. King of Torah, V'arva L'Hashem. Shabbos V'arva. It only doesn't sound good because you call it Shabbos Gadol. Shabbos V'arva. That's the Drisha's shot with his kasha. The Eli Rabba, which I shouldn't say it's cute because it's the Eli Rabba in source 10. This is wild. Take a look at source 10. Source 12, sorry. Ubimaglit Tzedek Kasav Tam Al Shekorin Shabbos Gadol. This work that Ma'agalit Tzedek writes, the reason for Shabbos Gadol, Shema'arichin Bo Lidro Shilchos Pesach. There's a long drasha. So it's actually
a big Shabbos.
It's a big Shabbos. Shabbos is a little longer. Usually, the rabbis speak. You can't stop us rabbis. And Havdalah goes longer. Everyone's looking at their clock. Because God forbid, we should finish 3 minutes later. So there's a long drasha. So it's actually a Shabbos. There's also, there was extra piyutim that I don't think, for some reason, our shul only says them on Purim. I'm not sure. Maybe the Gabbai Amir could explain later why. But there those who say piyutim, there are a lot of extra piyutim. The shul I davened in Pesach said these piyutim, the Shabbos got the piyutim, are long. So it's actually a long Shabbos. That's the Eli Rabba. I'll share with you one other short shot before we try to really develop a very meaningful approach. The B'nai Yisaskar, who's a Hasidic master, he has a non-Hasidic pshat. And it's interesting because he ends this pshat with this reason is chashuv v'dabar nechmad. It's chashuv. It's great. It's important. And it's nechmad. It's precious. He says as follows. We know one of the main areas where the tzedukim, those who didn't believe in Torah Sheba'al Peh, one of the main areas where they pointed to the Torah Sheba'al Chsav related to Pesach and Sfiras Omer. What did they say? Mimacharas HaShabbos. The Torah says you count Mimacharas HaShabbos. Literally that means the day after Saturday. We know it means the day after Pesach. They understood it literally the day after Saturday, and they always counted Sfiras Omer starting on Sunday. So says the B'nai Yisaskar, we want to publicize and let everyone know that they're wrong. And he doesn't give illustrations, that we have a lot of halachos which were instituted just to show that the tzedukim were wrong. No one should think they know what they're talking about. So he says, we call it Shabbos HaGadol. That implies that there's a Shabbos HaKatan. What's the Shabbos HaKatan that same week? Pesach. Pesach is Shabbos. So to let everyone know, there's something really is also called Shabbos, which is Pesach, against the Tzedukim. So we call it a Shabbos HaGadol. So we're not really celebrating anything. That would make sense for those who are bothered by why we don't celebrate. We're not celebrating anything. We're just announcing Shabbos HaGadol. That really means the Shabbos HaKatan. Don't be confused why we're going to count Svira Mimacharas HaShabbos. A very, Mitch, you didn't expect that in the B'nai Yisaskar. You did not. Yeah.
One problem with that, I mean, I like it, it's cute, but the reason Shabbos is a feminine, it should be Shabbat HaGadol. And that's why we say Shabbat HaGadol, it's Nes HaGadol. That's why people drifted towards saying
it. You want to know why it's not Shabbos HaGadol?
Right. I mean, Shabbatot, not Shabbatim. It should be Shabbos HaGadol. So that's why they say, that. They say
you went to Flatbush for high school, right?
That's why
so he knows the Hebrew. You went to Flatbush for high school.
I went to high school.
Oh, never mind. Okay. Same thing. You say it's called Hagadol because of the Nes.
I think the reason they Nes Hagadol is because we say Shabbos Hagadol, and the problem is it's not correct grammatically. So that's why Chazal are always trying to say Nes Hagadol. They have to explain why they use
interesting.
The
interesting.
The term Shabbos Hagadol.
I'll be honest. I never even thought about the grammar.
That's why they're forced to say Nes Hagadol.
Right.
I have to like this answer better.
Right.
Much better, but it doesn't answer how why you want to say Shabbos HaGadol.
Right, right. Okay, let's conclude with a similar idea found in the Aruch HaShulchan, which is a halachic work, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky in America in the 1900s, and in the Siva Shalom, all along the same lines. Now let's read a little bit inside in source 14, the bottom of page 3. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Deha emes, in truth, Shabbos talui b'Pesach, u'Pesach b'Shabbos. Shabbos and Pesach are both dependent on each other. Shabbos and Pesach are very much connected and intertwined. Why? Shabbos hu os al chiddush ha'olam. Shabbos is our sign on the creation of the world. That was the culmination of the 6 days of creation. Pesach hu os al hashgacha v'chibas Yisrael. Pesach is their sign of God's running of the world, of hashgacha pratis, that everything that happens to us is from God. That's different. I mean, there are schools of thought amongst philosophers that you could believe that God created the world. I think there's some fancy Latin word for it, that God created the world. What? I don't know. There's that God created the world, but that was it. And now the world just runs on its own. We don't believe that. We believe there's something called Hashgacha Pratis, which everything that happens to the... I mean, it's... We could spend... Well, we could spend months going through this topic. The Gemara says a person doesn't stub their toe in this world unless it was decreed from above, which is Hashgacha Pratis. If we're stuck in traffic, if anything happens, it's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's represented by Pesach. And the Nesiva Shalom is going to say in a little bit, and you see that most profoundly in the Makos. Because what happened in the Makos? Who did the Makos hurt and affect? The Egyptians, but not Klal Yisrael. You had water, and we all know this because we were taught this when we were little, maybe. They were, Egyptian and a Jew were drinking from the same cup, right, without a divider in the middle. And what came up in the straw, I didn't know there were straws then, but all the picture books have straws. I don't know when the first straw was invented. But when the Jew was drinking from a straw, it came up as water. And the Egyptian came up, drank from the straw, it came up as blood. And all the Makos, every single one, even ones that it's impossible. That tells you that God is running the world, but it's not just running the world, he's actively involved in our lives. And that's Pesach. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, v'zeh below zeh lav klumhu. To believe in one without the other is nothing. Our emunah, our belief, our faith in Hashem has to encompass both. V'lachein, and therefore, says the Aruch HaShulchan, tekef b'yitzias Mitzrayim, nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu lanu es HaShabbos. Fascinating. Why Shabbos? The rest of mitzvos we didn't get for 40 years. Shabbos, also Kibbut Av'eim. Trying to think how Kibbut Av'eim fits in with this. The Gemara says, B'mara, they got Shabbos and Kibbut Av'eim. But Shabbos was given right when we left Egypt, and God didn't wait the 40 years. Why? Because Shabbos and Pesach are one and the same. There are two sides of a coin, of emunah that God created the world, and emunah in Hashgacha Pratis. And says the Aruch HaShulchan, L'fi she'Pesach hechrech l'Shabbos, v'Shabbos hechrech l'Pesach, one is needed for the other, l'fichach Shabzeh nikra hagadol. Shabbos, this Shabbos is called Shabbos hagadol, shebo niskadel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God is elevated. God is made greater on this Shabbos. Shelavad chiddush ha'olam, in addition to his creating the world and our belief that he created the world, nisbara hashgachasol yisbarach. Now what became clear, this Shabbos the notion of Shabbos and Shabbos and Mitzrayim and Pesach together, you have both types of Amuna, and they're all coming together, and then God's elevated. The Nesiv HaShem, we're going to skip the Rabbi Yaakov Kamensky for a time. You can take a look at that later. If you turn to the back on page 16, the Aruch HaShulchan says almost the same thing. The Aruch HaShulchan says, the Gemara and Shabbos we know writes that if the Jews would only keep two Shabbosos, we would be redeemed right away. Amalei Shomer Yisrael Shtei Shabbosos Miyad Nigalin. We would be immediately redeemed if we kept two Shabbosos. And says the Nesiv HaShalom, that would, what the drush is, if we kept both aspects of Shabbos. If we keep the Shabbos of Emunah, and we keep the other element of Shabbos, of the Pesach Emunah, of Hashgacha Pratis, then we will have immediately a Geula. And he goes on to discuss this notion that a Jew doesn't just believe that God created. The pasuk says, "Ram al kol gayim Hashem al Hashemayim kvodo." So his drush on that is, "Ram al kol gayim Hashem." The gayim believe in Hashem. There are many non-Jews who believe in God, but what is their belief? And al Hashemayim kvodo, that God created the world and He's up in Shemayim. But what do the Jews say? He quotes the pasuk that we say in Hallel, which says, we believe, Mika Hashem Elokeinu, Hamagbi Lashaves, Hamashpili Liros, Bashamayim, Ubaaretz. That we believe that God isn't just Bishamayim, God is also Baaretz. God is also Baaretz, that God didn't just create the world, but every single thing that happens to us, for us, in this world, is being done for us and for the Jewish people. And that is Shabbos Gadol, and that we can celebrate this Shabbos by taking a few minutes and reflecting. We don't talk about Emunah enough, but to think that, yes, I hope we all believe that God created the world, but to step back and to realize that everything that happens is really Hashgacha Pratis, and that is such an amazing celebration, that Shabbos HaGadol, where these two ideas of Emunah Bitachon are coming together, converging, so God becomes elevated, and ultimately we become elevated as well. So as I wrote in the email, coming to Shir, you'll find that. If you still have to go to Shabbos Gadol Drasha, I'll leave that for you to decide. You should. And hopefully all, you know, we're not going to review all them, but all these different notions, there's a lot to take out of it. Certainly this last point, that God created the world and continues to run the world. Everyone should have a good Arab Shabbos Gadol. Oh, I forgot.
False advertisement?
No, I forgot that. I